This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are ghouls.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Mm-hmm. But they're not your daddy's ghouls.
Oh, these are Lovecraft ghouls. Jr. Well, yeah.
Then they're your daddy's ghouls.
Lovecraft didn't have kids.
Ah, not that he knows of.
Oh.
He was
real afraid of vaginas. So.
Yeah, he didn't want to come in. He always pulled out.
Yeah.
Like Lovecraft practiced coitus interruptus.
Yes. One of the lesser known gods.
I assume Cthulhu's interruptus. I'm fairly certain that he has had sex. He's married, but maybe not.
Yeah, maybe. You know, Who knows? I am not the person to dissect H.P. Lovecraft's sex life. So these are not dead people who have been raised. These are kind of like just more humanoid dreamland creatures.
Yeah, they're dog-like humans who do eat flesh. That's the reason why they are ghoul-like. Mm-hmm. But you can also become them.
Yes.
Like a human hangs out with them long enough, eats enough dead people, you can become a ghoul.
Right. And the thing that sticks with me the most is that the texture of the majority was a kind of unpleasant rubberiness.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of like Stretch Armstrongs.
Yes. No. I also just like the idea, like, you know, taking a penalty to your sneak score because you're squeaking. You take a penalty to your sneak score because you take a bonus in your squeak score.
Exactly. Yep. So these are famous through Pickman's model. Mm. These are the things that Pickman was drawing.
Yes.
Or these ghoul things, which makes it, you know, they always talk about how otherworldly scary they were and stuff, but they're just squeaky dog boys, you know? And like, yes, they eat people.
Yeah. But I mean, like the people eat people. You walked by five cannibals
people
today.
People, how can it be? You and I should get along. So I don't know why I did that. And then like the Tom Jones.
Covering. Yeah. You're like, you were doing people a real Bowie people. Kind of thing.
People are people. They're scary in Providence in that comic.
Oh yeah,
the ghouls, like they're great in Providence.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten around to reading that because the physical copy of the first volume is just impossible to get hold of.
It's extremely good.
Yeah,
it's really really good stuff.
I like the courtyard. Courtyard's good.
Yeah, you would definitely like. Well, Neonomicon is the next step.
Well, yeah, then, I've already read Neonomicon.
Oh, yeah. Providence is very very good.
Yeah,
probably the best of the three, probably the culmination of his whole deal.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So yeah, so the I love this. They in this thing they have a little summary of what they are before their stat block,
right?
And ghouls are mocking charnel feeders.
I love that. That is so good.
I like that feeders.
Yeah. Yeah. I also, I mean, just cosmologically, I love that some of them have tunnels that are so deep down to these unguessably old graves that they extend into the dreamlands.
Yeah. 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 You just go deep. So the Dreamlands is just, you know, deep in the Earth's crust.
Yeah.
Like the idea of eating enough people to turn into one of these things. And this is one of the gifts, but not the dark gift.
Right.
You know, because you can become immortal by becoming a ghoul and going and living in the Dreamlands. And the Dreamlands, we discussed that. And that's kind of rad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it might be an advantage to live in the Dreamlands forever. Mm-hmm. But if you have to do it, hanging out with these charnel feeders, you know. If I'm going to live in the Dreamlands, I want to hang out with carnal feeders.
Oh, yeah. Succubi.
Yeah. I want to get in the war zone with the carnal feeders.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.